From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung launches a full-scale diplomatic push to participate in NATO's member state defense market and vows to make South Korea the alliance's most trusted partner. The United States resumes strikes on Iran after three commercial tankers are attacked near the Strait of Hormuz, but Iran calls the accusations against it perplexing. And heavy rain is expected in most parts of the nation through Thursday, with over 200 millimeters forecast for the Chungcheong and Jeolla provinces. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. President Lee Jae-myung has launched a full-scale diplomatic push to participate in NATO's member state defense market, collectively the largest in the world. Speaking at the NATO summit in the Turkish capital on Tuesday, he proposed elevating the South Korea-NATO defense industry partnership and vowed to make South Korea the alliance's most trusted ally. Yun So-young has more.
Attending his first NATO summit since taking office, President Lee Jae-myung laid out his vision for strengthening defense cooperation during his keynote address at the NATO Summit Defense Industry Forum on Tuesday. Highlighting South Korea's stable production capacity and proven technological strength, he said the country aims to become NATO's most reliable partner in this era of advanced technology.
I propose elevating our cooperation into a South Korea-NATO defense industry partnership 2.0, one in which we jointly research, produce, and operate weapon systems.
The visit also saw the launch of negotiations on a framework procurement agreement with NATO, according to National Security Advisor Lee Seong-lak. If that agreement goes ahead, South Korean companies will secure a foothold in NATO's joint defense procurement industry, which generates an estimated 15 trillion won or $9.9 billion annually.
NATO allies now see us not merely as an outside partner, but as a trusted collaborator that can help strengthen their security and industrial base.
Following South Korea's failed bid for a lucrative Canadian submarine contract, he also held an informal meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the summit. The two leaders agreed to expand cooperation across a range of areas, including defense and artificial intelligence. Wednesday saw Lee's continued defense diplomacy in a series of bilateral meetings with Norway, Finland, and the Netherlands, in what South Korean officials describe as a full-fledged push to promote the country's defense industry. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung held summit talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Ankara. The two leaders are likely to have discussed ways to end the war between Russia and Ukraine and to restore peace and stability in the region. In particular, he is likely to have pledged that South Korea, as a member of the international community, will actively support Ukraine's efforts to return to normal. Earlier on Tuesday, during a small group session attended by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and the leaders of the Indo-Pacific Four, or IP4, countries, he expressed hope that the Ukraine war would soon come to an end and the peace regime will be established. Meanwhile, at a press briefing in Ankara on Tuesday, it was announced that South Korea has pledged comprehensive support worth $100 million to Ukraine for its war against Russia. National Security Advisor Lee Seong-lak said Seoul has persistently provided humanitarian assistance and other support to Ukraine via various channels, and that the latest pledge is an extension of that contribution. The United States has resumed strikes on Iran after three commercial tankers came under suspected Iranian attacks near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. Central Command announced on X on Tuesday that American forces have begun a series of powerful strikes against Iran for targeting and attacking commercial shipping in violation of their ceasefire agreement. 2 hours prior, the Office of Foreign Assets Control under the Department of Treasury revoked an earlier 60-day authorization for the production, delivery, and sale of Iran's crude oil, petrochemical products, and petroleum products under their interim peace deal. Iran's foreign ministry, in response, accused the U.S. of breaching their memorandum of understanding and said it will take whatever measures it considers necessary to safeguard its national interests and national security. Fire broke out aboard Qatar's Al-Rekayat LNG tanker presenting a risk of explosion, and Saudi Arabia's Widian crude tanker was damaged following attacks near the choke point Monday night. Rain is expected in most parts of the nation through Thursday. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, more than 150 millimeters of rain is expected through Thursday for the Seoul metropolitan area, Gangwon province and North Gyeongsang province, and over 200 millimeters for the Chungcheong and Jeolla provinces. Heavy downpours of around 50 millimeters per hour are possible from Wednesday night through Thursday morning, mainly in the western part of the country. The first tropical night advisory of the year was issued tonight for the communities of Gyeongsan, Chilgok, and Uiseong, North Gyeongsang province. Thursday's morning lows will range from 21 to 25 degrees Celsius nationwide, similar to Wednesday's, with Seoul forecast to see 24 degrees. South Korea has posted its largest monthly current account surplus of $38.61 billion U.S. dollars in May on the back of a semiconductor upcycle. According to provisional data from the Bank of Korea released Wednesday, the May surplus comes after a record $37.93 billion set in March, with accumulation during the first 5 months of the year reaching $141.28 billion. The goods account hit a surplus of $37.86 billion, also an all-time high, after exports jumped 62.9% from the previous year to $94.34 billion. Shipments of computer peripherals surged 249.4%, and those of semiconductors increased 167.7%. Imports rose 22.2% to $56.48 billion, led by gains from capital goods such as semiconductors and data communications equipment and raw materials, including petroleum products and coal. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell more than 5% to the 7,200 range on Wednesday, posting a decline for the third straight session. The Kospi lost 409.52 points, or 5.35%, on Wednesday to close at 7,246.79. The index opened down 2.66% from Tuesday at 7,452.48, but then climbed more than 1.7% to 7,791.66 during early hours in trading. However, it then began to slip, plunging more than 6% to the 7,100 range at one point. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also declined more than 5% to close at 785 on Wednesday. The nation's media regulator has released the names of the 8 online platforms covered by the so-called fake news law, which took effect Tuesday and aims to root out disinformation online. The Korea Media and Communications Commission announced on Wednesday that Naver, Kakao, Nait, DC Inside, Google, Meta, X, and TikTok are subject to the new provisions in the Act on Promotion of Information and Communications Network Utilization and Information Protection. The 8 platforms, each of which averaged at least 1 million daily active users in the last 3 months of 2025, are now obligated to devise policies on the reporting and handling of false information and come up with related procedures. The operators must inform users who report disinformation of the actions they took in response to the reports and must also share that information with the users who uploaded the content in question. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.